This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. College students are mostly on summer break, but some schools are already thinking about their return. This month, a new campaign launches called the All-In Campus Democracy Challenge. The idea is for universities to get their students more civically engaged and get them to vote. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Fewer than half of students vote. This initiative seeks to change that. Sunita Dava directs the All-In Campus Democracy Challenge. She says at 16 or 17, people are thrilled to get a driver's license.
When they turn 21, they're really excited about the ability to purchase alcohol. And, you know, there's this thing that happens in the middle when they turn 18 that it gives them the right to vote. And for some reason, they're not seeing it as important.
She says universities are well placed to help their students plunge into civic life. Kim Reed is an analyst with EduVentures. She says taking part in this nonpartisan drive is one way for schools to counter accusations of liberal bias.
They can legitimately stand up and say, you know what, we are open to students of all kinds across the political spectrum, and that will help them with their recruiting and with how they appear in the public and in their communities as well.
Her firm did a survey of this fall's incoming class. It found two-thirds of students were either excited or fearful about the election. But at least they care. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.